Hello there, everybody. This is John with Catholic for Rednecks. Wherever you may find my smiling face and scratchy voice, my throat's been bothering me, but I got back on my Adderall yesterday, so I'm wired up to do about 100 YouTubes at once, and I'm on a roll. So today I want to talk about, you know, I was talking about questions I had about the Catholic Church. You know, if you post anything Catholic on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, chances are you're going to get some smart-ass troll to call you a name or something. I mean, it happens to me all the time. And I could just, like, I quit putting Catholic stuff on my regular Facebook a while back because it just wasn't, you know, where I live here, there's about as many Muslims as there are Catholics. There's just not many Catholics, and everybody's brainwashed since birth, misinformed, all that, like we talked about in two videos. Not really their fault. I mean, you grow up in a certain area, a certain culture, a predominant religion, and you just grow up that way, and everything else is wrong. And, you know, it's just the way it is. But trolls, you know, you could post a, let's say the Immaculate Conception, something like that, and they're going to start in their own Mary. You Mary worshipers, you idolaters, and they can get vicious. And I suppose that the best thing that you can do, possibly, is do not feed the troll by responding, because they're wanting a response. Post something about Mary or the Pope or going to confess anything Catholic, and they say it, they're going to hit. So that's what these people do. They're called protesters. They're instigated, and they're out to throw rocks, set fires, turn cars over, and that's what they've been doing ever since their cult leader Martin Luther got going years ago. They're instigators. And the sad thing is they don't know what they're talking about. They don't have their facts straight. They've got wrong information, and most of them can't help it. It's just what they've heard. But so if you want to engage with them, make sure you know your faith, because I'm going to tell you something about a lot of Protestants. They don't know their faith. They think they do, but I guarantee you 95% of all Southern Baptists do not know anything about how their denomination got started. Same thing with Church of Christ, Church of God. Most Christians, denominational Christians, Protestants, they don't know nothing about the religion. And you'd be surprised how many of them don't know their Bible any more than a Catholic would. You know, they say Catholics don't know the Bible. I say Protestants know the Bible, don't know the Bible. But so we get over onto Mary, and Mary, and see, I just said Mary. Southern Baptist, Pentecostal, Reformed theology, mixed breed here for 50 years, that's half a century. And it's still hard to just, you know, a cradle Catholic is going to say the Blessed Mother, the Virgin, Our Lady, the Virgin Mary. Well, there's a reason why lifetime Protestants have become converts. Don't talk like that around here. You go into Publix, and I'm about to go to Publix. I'm getting off work, and when I open my billfold, I'll show you. I got a picture of the Blessed Mother. Just nice, pretty picture of her. And I've only had it happen once where somebody made a comment, and it was a relative. She said, "Why don't you have a picture of Jesus there?" I said, "Cause I got 800 pictures of Jesus." So they get real offended. Protestants, a lot of them, let's just say the hater guys, they do. The hater, they don't like her. They think that she's cutting in on Jesus, his importance, They think they're being loyal to Jesus. Jesus ain't got a share of glory with nobody. And so they put Mary down. Now, I got in two fights in high school, and yeah, I think I was a freshman. Two fights that I remember real good. Probably gotten more. I'm still getting in fights. I got in a fight at EWTN with that mad, trad, rad charge father Wade while he was doing mass from live TV. Got a fight with him. So that's why I try to stay in shape, even though I've been a little flabby from all these medications and stuff, surgeries, but I've lost 27 pounds less of weight. Try to work out every day, stay in shape, almost 60. I feel like I can handle myself in a altercation, at least not to get my ass beat in front of my wife. It's okay to lose the fight. What you don't want to do is get your ass whipped and beat down. We're on your hands and knees, bleeding and asking for mercy in front of your kinfolk, in front of your wife, kids. You. So you got to be able to at least, you know, hang in there a little bit. So the only way you can do that is try to stay in some shape. You know, work out, find something you like, and stay fit. But when you talk about somebody's mama, those are called fighting words. Now, you saw, nobody watched the Grammys or Oscars or whatever that mess is, but you saw, and I hate that I even know their names, were, was it the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Prince, I don't even know his name. Dude says he's got an open marriage. All over the media says he lets his wife do who she wants to do, and he does who he wants to. You know, they just, that's the way they are. And so he's there with his wife at the awards, and Chris Rock is the, you know, he's a comedian. What do comedians do? They make people laugh, and they roast people, and like, you know, if a comedian was doing Pope Francis, you'd hear some great jokes, and they'd be busting on them. That's what they do. That's why people come to hear a comedian. You don't come to hear a comedian for them to say polite things and, you know, serious things. They make you laugh. So, the dude, Chris Rock, was talking about the guy's wife, you know, she's losing her hair. And he made a G.I. Jane comment. And so, is it Will Prince? I don't even know the guy's name. So he goes stomping like a rooster down the stage, supposedly slaps Chris Rock, turns around, goes back to his chair, dropped the F-bomb a couple times, keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth, you know, and then he goes on to win the award and a standing ovation, and he's being worshipped by the left. Well, I told my wife says, he needs to get arrested and put in jail. I said, well, he might could win in court, even though he was the aggressor, even the one he bitch slapped Chris Rock. If he's going to trial, there's a good chance that he could be, you know, not exonerated, but true. It's called fighting words. There's a legal defense called fighting words. That means you and your family and your three teenage daughters and your wife, you're walking through Talladega, in, you know, Motor Speedway, the Super Speedway, in the infield. If you don't know what that is, Talladega, a NASCAR race, you're in the infield, 500,000 people there, you got your wife and your three daughters wearing shorts, and all of a sudden you got some rednecks yelling and saying some very dirty, bad stuff about your wife and your daughters and what they want to do to them in front of you right there. Well, those are called fighting words. Now, if you're a Democrat and a liberal, then that probably won't bother you none. You know, that's just the way y'all are wired. That's the way you're wired. But regular people that, you know, guys call, you know, you say something sexual to their wife and daughters, you're in for a fight. a shoving match, a cussing match, something. Okay? That is a thing called fighting words. Fighting words. You get so mad, and everybody knows if somebody says something bad or dirty about your wife or your daughter, you're going to get mad as hell and fight. The court system realizes, you know, it's the way it is. And since I become Catholic, when I hear someone badmouth or lowball the Virgin Mary, then it makes me mad. It really does. It makes me mad. And it makes me mad to hear people just call her Mary, like I just did. And the reason they do it around here is because if you say the Virgin Mary, then you're going to get a theological debate that's going to last about 20 minutes. And because if I open up my billfold and someone says, "Oh, it's a pretty picture. Who is that?" Like, you don't know who she is. She's only the most recognized. Mary, everybody knows who the Virgin Mary is. Marilyn Monroe and the Virgin Mary. Elvis Presley. There's just two or three people in the entire universe knows who they are. So she says, "Who is that right there?" And I said, "It's the Virgin Mary." Then here comes the fight. "Well, you know, she had about 15 kids after Jesus." And I really believe that. I grew up and I was blasphemous because I get in debates with Catholics and stuff. And I'd say, "She's just a sinner woman like you. She's dead in a grave." I talk like that. "She ain't no better than somebody working at the Waffle House with tattoos and a dangling cigarette." I just, you know, I was disrespectful, I guess, because one, I'm taking up for Jesus. I ain't letting nobody cut in line, cut Jesus off. He's the man. You know, you're doing that, and you lowball Mary so that she, you're putting her down. But think about that. If you're putting down Mary and scolding her, I mean, she ain't even there, and you're scolding her in a debate. If you're a Protestant, you're putting her down, disrespecting her, all this and that. Then you're talking about Jesus's mama. And Jesus, don't forget that Jesus is 100% man on top of being 100% God. He's still a man. And that's his mama, the Virgin Mary, who most of the Protestant denominations disdain. They disdain her. They don't ever glorify anything to do with her existence. They don't honor her. The only time that you'll ever see anything to do with the Virgin Mary is when they break out their statues. See, Catholics have statues, it's idolatry, but at Christmas time, you can have a nativity scene with the baby Jesus, the wise men, the Virgin, Mary, baby Jesus, Jones. It's okay then. It's okay. It's the only time they bring her up. So if you're raised up like I was, specifically Southern Baptist Church, then all we thought about Catholics is they worship Mary. That's what I thought. I thought they worship Mary. And this real estate company I'm with, I've been with this company going on a couple of years. After EWTN fired me unjustly, I already sued their asses. I still might. I'm going to do a podcast about what happened to me over there. But when they fired me, all of a sudden, I didn't have any income, but I had a state of Alabama real estate license. So I went, I just went back and started selling real estate. Well, I'm in an office full of women. You know how most nurses are female, most realtors are female. So I'm sitting there in a classroom, and I got my friend I'm sitting next to, and I had my rosary in my pocket. Just for the hell of it, I pulled my rosary out. I said, "You know what this is?" "No. Mardi Gras beads." No, they're not Mardi Gras beads. And the lady over here, whom I love dearly, she leaned over and said, "Are you Catholic?" I said, "Yes." She said, "That's a beautiful rosary." I said, "Well, thank you." And she said, "I'm Church of Christ and I love Catholics, but why don't y'all really worship her?" And then this other lady that popped off at me day one, She pops up and says, I went to Catholic school in Ohio, and yes, Catholics, all Catholics worship Mary. And I said, I don't worship Mary. And then you got to define, well, what is worship? Because I'll tell you the truth, there's two times when I was on my journey that I got scared of, it just looked bad. One time I went to Caritas of Birmingham, C-A-R-I-T-A-S, Caritas, whatever it is. It's got to do with that Medjugorje thing over there in Yugoslavia. That lady that has a vision, she came over here and had some more. So there was a big thing, and they got a statue of Mary out in this valley, right over here to my right. It's called Sterrett, Alabama. And used to, on the anniversary of the Virgin Mary coming down there to Sterrett, Alabama, they have about 10, 15,000 Catholics show up. Well, one day I went down there as I was on my journey, and I was walking up to the statue of the Virgin Mary. And lo and behold, there's about 80 people encircled around her on their knees, praying the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord's with thee, blessed are thou among women, blessed the fruit of thou woman, so on and so forth. And it freaked me that it just felt freaky. And so I left. It felt so freaky that I left, because to me that looked like worship. They're on their knees, they're bowed down before a statue, and they're praising someone other than Jesus. That could, you could very well say that's worship. I know that Catholics say, no, we're venerating. What is venerating? It's worship, but spelled with a V. It's pronounced different to me. I mean, when you adore something, see, you can't say adore because the Catholic Church says that we don't adore anyone but Christ in the sacrament. And we say we don't worship Mary. Okay, look at it this way. Have you ever heard of a man that loves his wife so much and everyone says he just worships the ground she walks on? Now, we all know that he ain't on his hands and knees looking at her shadow and mumbling prayers and speaking in tongues and raising his hands at the dirt. It's just a figure of speech. Worship because his wife walked there, then that very land, earth, floor, ceramic tile, carpet, where his wife walked becomes holy land and he's worshiping. That's what it's just a figure of speech. So technically, according to the catechism and most every Catholic that you will ever meet, they will flat out tell you, no, we do not worship Mary. We honor her. Nothing wrong with honoring Mary. But I'll just, concede that a lot of times it does look like worship. And I'll also say this, I do know some people, not 1,000 people, not 50 people, but I've known 2 or 3 of my Catholic friends that I think take it a little too far that even me, 100%, believing in the Immaculate Conception and the Assumption and the Virgin, the continuous virginity of Mary, even though I'm like that, they still freak me out. A lot of people say, and I'm probably going to get some people upset on this one, but you got to remember this video is meant to reach Protestants to get them to convert. I got to answer their questions because I had the questions. The number one hurdle that Protestants have to become Catholic is getting their heads and minds and hearts wrapped around the Virgin Mary. Big issue. I remember in RCIA, Bishop Foley, God rest his soul, he was about 4 foot tall, and he'd wear that bishop hat and still be the shortest man in the room. But I loved him, and he'd ask us in class, is there any particular issue that you're struggling with as you're on your journey into the Catholic faith? And number one thing was Mary. And we all said Mary. We didn't say the Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mother, nothing like that. The Immaculate Heart, we just said Mary. Because it's a stumbling block, because we are so, it's kind of like with the Jews. The Jews believe that here Israel, the Lord is one God. They believe in God, singular, G-O-D, God, Yahweh, Jehovah, whatever name, El Shaddai, that's God, plain God. That's it. That's God. And then here comes Christians, centuries later, introducing another God. Now look at their point of view. You got a man coming down, a human man, and he's saying, oh, I and the Father are one. I am from him. And you got a new gospel where people are saying, you know, preaching about the Trinity, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and the deity of Christ. And let me tell you something, for real Jews that believe in Old Testament God, just there's only God, that's a big jump. It's probably as big of a jump for them as it would be if another denomination rose up and said that Huckleberry Finn was part of the Godhead. You'd be saying, Huckleberry Finn? Tom Sawyer? Part of the Godhead? You just would just tell them to F off. Not interested. That's how big of a hurdle it is for Muslims with Jesus, Jews with Jesus. The Muslims cannot bear the thought of a suffering Savior. I heard one of the reasons the Catholic Church stuck with the crucifix was the crucifix showed a suffering Savior. And in the eyes of the world, someone that was defeated. Now, I know Pope Francis said that and got beat to death by everybody, but for that time on the cross, even though Jesus laid down his life, it appeared that he lost up on that cross to humans. Well, the Muslim mind cannot comprehend Allah losing in tic-tac-toe or rock throwing or anything. And he sure ain't going to grab Allah and nail him up on a cross. You know, they just can't go there. They can't go there. The same way, you got to have some mercy on them. The Baptists, the Presbyterians, Methodists, non-denominational people, they recoil when they see statues of the Blessed Mother. They've been told all their lives that she was just a vessel, and you can be a vessel too. And I had one of my female friends when I became Catholic. I talked about my journey on Facebook all the time. And World War III would erupt all the time. And my friend, she's gone on to be with the Lord, and she knows I'm right now, but she said, I'm just as important, blah, 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 as Virgin Mary. I said, did you carry Jesus Christ in your belly? She said, yes, I did. Right now, from the time I asked Christ into my heart, I've carried around Jesus Christ in my belly. Well, I said, I know what you're talking about. You're looking at him as the Holy Spirit. But Mary, the Virgin Mary, carried. I don't know what it's like to be pregnant, thank God. But I can imagine for a woman, the first time she's pregnant and her body's changing and there's this joy and anticipation, and she starts feeling the baby move, and that's a big deal. And I remember when my kids started kicking and pushing, and you know how they do in the womb, it's a huge deal. And it just, man, just whoo. But can you imagine Mary being like that? I mean, she's got God jumping around in her. God, the Creator, jumping around in her, kicking her bladder, making her have to pee, giving her cravings. And she didn't have donuts and stuff, I guess. But look, take the deity of Christ away for a moment, just for argument's sake, and she's got to raise a child from birth till he starts his ministry. She's with him for 33 years, never left his side. She was always with him. She raised him. Joseph, apparently what they say is he passed early. And think about this. You think little baby Jesus ever pooped his robe? Do you think he ever had a boo-boo? I mean, if he was all man, that would mean that he had a poo-poo diaper, right? Wet to bed. He's a little kid, and Mary is taking care of this little kid that is actually her son, her child, her baby. Then on top of that, the angel of the Lord told her, that's the Savior of the world, the Messiah. That's God in you. That's a lot to deal with. And then she had to raise Jesus, teach him everything, take him to church, you know, family stuff, Passover. You know, she's always with Jesus, so they have all this family dynamic going on. Then she has to force his hand to open his public ministry, John chapter 2, the wedding feast of Cana, when they run out of moonshine. I like to say it like that, make religious folks mad. But they run out of moonshine. I mean wine. And they're at the wedding, and there's nothing more to drink. And people say, well, that was Welch's grape juice, which is, no, man. Don't be stupid, okay? Those folks got tore up drunk at weddings. So Jesus' mother said they had no wine. They're out. She's looking at him because she knows what he can do. And he says, woman, it's not my time. Now, my brother, he jumped all over that. See, he lowballed her right there and called her, woman. Well, Jesus spoke Aramaic. The people did not speak Greek. They spoke Aramaic. The Lord's Prayer, when Jesus issued it, was in Aramaic. And it wasn't Greek, wasn't English, wasn't Portuguese or Pig Latin. It was Aramaic. And the way they would say the word woman as a mother is very respectful. Very respectful. So Mary forces his hand. And he says, take them 6 empty kegs up there to the bartender and tell him to draw some of the water out. He said, pour water in those kegs over there. Take those kegs to the head bartender. Bartender takes that water and tastes it. So he takes a swallow. He's, I mean, it ain't water no more. And then he says, wow, most people serve the cheap stuff at the end. You ever ordered a bourbon and Coke at closing time? I mean, there's about a spit's worth of bourbon in that drink. So they're going to take you for $5 at closing time and give you a watered-down drink. But this was the real stuff. That was his first recorded miracle. His first recorded public miracle. Did he do stuff before that? I don't know. There's a lot of stories. But she forced his hand. She said, do whatever he tells you. So, but Protestants, it's like this. They get to anything about Mary in the Bible and they zone out. Except for, I noticed a lot of women, even Baptist women, Pentecostal women, tongue-talking women, they seem to have an affection for her that the guys don't, because they're mothers. So they know the crucifixion. I mean, just her knowing what's coming up down the road for her son as a mother, knowing what's going to happen to her son, and then having to say goodbye to her son when he goes up without her for how long? It ain't no different than burying a kid, because you don't see the kid no more. Yeah, you know your child's in heaven, but you're not with them, so it hurts like hell. It's grief. And then she probably had thoughts in her head that, you know, was it a dream? Is he really in heaven? You know, she probably had every human emotion anyone suffering the death of a child would, any of them. So we have a lot of affection for the Virgin Mary. And I call her the Virgin Mary on here because I ain't got to get in a public fight about it. But there's a lot of information on her remaining a virgin after she had Jesus. And I used to like to argue with Catholics about that. But, they said the word brothers and sister in that language was more of a word that could mean brother, cousin, sister, near kinsman, relative. Like it was a all-purpose word. Well, I've heard that. I've been hearing that all these years since I started going to Catholic Church. And yesterday I was looking for something. I had lost something and I was tearing my bookcase down trying to find something. I was looking for a picture and all. I found a Vines expository of Greek, New Testament Greek words. You know, they spoke in Aramaic, but they wrote it in Greek. That was the right written language. And I said, I'm going to look it up right now. So I looked up those places where it said that Mary had all other kids or Jesus's brothers and sisters and all that. And it's a double meaning word. It's right. Even the Baptist said it. It can mean brother. It can mean cousin. It can mean kinfolk. They could have been talking about Jesus' cousins. And then there's another thing I discussed it earlier where Joseph's and James' family are still there in that area. And they have family records that say, this is what they say, don't get mad at me and cuss me out in the comments. They say that Joseph, when he started, you know, dating Mary or whatever, betrothed, can't even say that word, that Joseph was a widower. He had previously been married, and he was an old fart by now, and that under his first wife, they had a bunch of boys and girls, kids. So when his wife died, he became betrothed. I can't even talk. I'm on this medicine, and my lips are all glued to my teeth and everything. But losing my train of thought. Yeah, this sucks to get old. But people fight about it. There is a chance that Joseph was an older man and more of a sugar daddy, I mean, more of a chaperone than a lover of Mary. I don't know. I don't fight about it because people will fight. Like, Catholics will fight over some stuff like that, about whether or not you take the Eucharist on your hand or in your mouth, whether or not Joseph had been married before, did he have other kids? Anyway, church history, the fathers of the church, all the data we have that had survived that era, Jesus, the early church, all the writings say that Mary had no other kids, no other children. And why would Mary, I can't imagine her carrying God in her womb, then having sexual intercourse and carrying a sinner in her womb. It's not, Catholicism is a logical religion. Everything in the Catholic Church fits together in its logic. And once you take the logic and the teachings of the Catholic Church away, then the Bible's just a mess of interpretations. And it don't make sense. Why would Mary have other brothers and sisters and give birth to sinners? She gave birth to a sinless God and raised him. And now you're going to tell me that she had more brothers and sisters, but these was not the sons of God. These were the sons of Joseph and or inherited sin. So she get, it don't make sense. It don't make sense. Believe what you want to believe. But I've gone too long. I just want to, maybe I'll do a couple more episodes for converts. And you can, you know, converts have a tough time with this. Now, I believe in the perpetual virginity of Mary. I'm working on saying Virgin Mary more. Perhaps that will open up. I mean, it's just a different world here. You don't walk around Birmingham, Alabama, sitting down at the restaurant, at the Olive Gardens and do that. It's the same thing as being Muslim and it's like people know when you're Catholic here. You got rosary beads. First thing they're gonna think, everybody's got them on their rearview mirror. First thing people gonna think is he got some Mardi Gras beads. If you ever been to Mardi Gras, you know what the beads are for. That's the first thing they're gonna think. But converts, they see this, a convert sees this, rearview mirror, there's a Catholic brother or sister. And here in Alabama, there's hardly any Catholics, but I'm gonna tell you, on my street right here, not to give away where I live, but I'm on my street right here. Okay. I live right there. The house catty corner is a Hispanic lady that's been working for EWTN for a long time. Very Catholic, cradle Catholic. Then the house, two houses down from me, one of the big wig executives of EWTN, Catholic, of course. And she's from, I think she's from Columbia. And she wanted to sell that house when she got transferred to Colorado. I said, don't sell your house, rent it out. Let somebody else pay for it. And you go buy you a new house and make an investment. And I'm not going to say their names. You've seen her. She was all the TV shows where they had women of grace and all that. She lives right there. So I got 1, 2, 3 Catholics that I know of. And then around this circle, there's a house full of them. And I walked by their house once handing out real estate cards and saw a big old Guadalupe thing on the front door, you know, like a decoration. So there's a few of us. And when we see each other, it's like, oh, I'd love to see a rosary at a red light. Bless my heart. Or to see somebody wearing, you know, you're at the pool or the lake and you start seeing this. Because the only time we ever saw patron medals is we watching something about the mafia or the Boston people, the gangs. You know, we don't wear this stuff down here. Down here, if you wear it, I remember I went to a yoga class in San Francisco and the teacher, and it was pretty new age. This is when I first started becoming Catholic. She could not quit staring at this Madonna. That's what it's called. It's called a Madonna. And she couldn't quit looking at it. It was talking to her. But being a Catholic here, man, you're on your own, okay? You're on your own, and if people find out you're Catholic at work or at school or at the neighborhood or at Thanksgiving, my gosh, try being a convert at Thanksgiving. When you over there at Uncle So-and-so's house with about 80 Baptists, and they're going to come in on you like a dive bomber. Yeah. Oh, there's John. We heard you became a Catholic. What's it like worshiping Mary? I mean, you just start hearing it. So you can either laugh with them or get in a fight with them. But you better know your stuff, because Protestants, Baptists, when they attack you, they don't attack you with one question. They attack you in consecutive bombardments. Like, they'll start shooting them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Y'all added books to the Bible. Y'all killed 1 million people in Europe. You killed 1 million Indians. All priests are child molesters. They just get on a roll, not even knowing their own damn garbage. So you got to learn their garbage. Tell you what you do between now and tomorrow. Go to Google or go to your iPhone. Go to Google. And just Google 2 words, pastor arrested. Hit enter. Start printing that stuff out, man. Those Protestant preachers, they got thousands of them that's perverts, all kinds of them. Every week here, we have Protestant ministers in this part of the state get busted for child pornography and stuff. But it ain't, nobody notices it. They don't notice it. You say Catholic priest? Oh my God, a Catholic priest. God, no. So we'll talk about the Virgin Mary more tomorrow. Y'all have a good day.